AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Hezbollah's deputy leader Naeem Qassem says he vows to fight on. That was in the group's first speech since their leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was killed. Qassem says the group is prepared for a long war. President Joe Biden said an all-out war has to be avoided in the Middle East.
We've already taken precautions relative to our embassies and personnel who want to leave. We're not there yet, but we're working like hell with the French and many others.
Later in the week, Biden plans to visit areas impacted by Hurricane Helene.
President Joe Biden plans today to speak about the administration's response efforts to Hurricane Helene in remarks from the White House. He says he'll visit hurricane-affected areas this week, as long as it doesn't disrupt rescue and recovery operations. Sunday, Biden said the administration is giving states everything we have to help those impacted by the storm. And he made calls to several state and local government officials, including Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Donna Water, Washington.
At least 91 people have been killed across several states. A North Carolina county that includes the mountain city of Asheville reported 30 people killed. Heavy rains affected Nepal's capital and other parts of the country.
The number of people killed by flooding and landslides triggered by heavy rainfall over the weekend in Nepal reached over 190, while recovery and rescue work stepped up on Monday. Many of the deaths are in the capital Kathmandu, which got heavy rainfall, and much of the southern part of the city is flooded. Police said in a statement that over 30 people were still reported missing and nearly 100 injured across the Himalayan nation. Kathmandu has remained cut off all weekend as the three highways out of the city were blocked by landslides. The nation's home minister has announced temporary shelters will be built for people who lost their homes and help made available for the families of those killed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Musician and actor Kris Kristofferson has died at 88. That's according to a spokeswoman for the family.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his career.
Freedom's just another word.
Kris Kristofferson was a Golden Gloves boxer, a college football and rugby star. He flew military helicopters. He had a master's in English from Oxford. Plus, he wrote Me and Bobby McGee.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning.
Kristofferson's songs also include Sunday Morning Coming Down, Help Me Make It Through the Night, and For the Good Times. Kristofferson said in a 2006 interview he planned to write songs as long as he could.
I hope that I'm creative as long as I'm conscious. But if I never wrote another song, I'd feel very blessed.
Kristofferson also was a successful actor, appearing in A Star Is Born, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, Convoy, and Blade.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.